Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Paul Leaney, absolute pleasure having you on the show. Like I said, it is just me here solo, you and I. What do you reckon? Do you want to come to Barrie and do the show with me?
Absolutely. Mate, I'll do anything.
I mean, you are coming here. We've heard you coming to the Fringe to do something.
I will be, yes. I'm going to be coming down there with a few other artists to the Adelaide Fringe Festival. I can't wait. It's going to be like, you know, this is going to be, I think the first, yeah, this is going to be the first time I'm involved with the Adelaide Fringe. So, yeah, I'm excited and I can't wait. I can't wait to get out of Sydney, actually. So it's going to be good.
I mean, Adelaide, we're doing pretty well. I mean, Serena Williams is here hanging out.
Is she really?
Yeah. Oh my God. She's in quarantine at the moment with Novak and a few other tennis celebrities, but they're all here chilling out. First of all, though, your jungle experience, you left the same way you came, splashing down into a lake. I talked to Ali on yesterday, and she was like it was scary sitting there on those little ejecto seats and thinking, oh, it might be me. Was it that scary?
You know what? It wasn't scary for me because I was ready. I was like, I'm ready to go home right now. Take me out of here. However, like whichever way you want to take me out of here, I need to go. It was a little bit of a like, you know, you're just that waiting kind of like, you know, the feeling of waiting. But mate, I was done. Like I was like, I'm good.
I mean, we saw Jess. She put up something. There was an article about her getting bugs out of her ear like a month after the jungle.
Yes.
Was that the same for you?
No. Look, I know how to clean my ears and look after myself in the jungle. I love her. You know what? While we were in there, she did say that there was something like bugging her and like there was something in her ear, but she did see a doctor while she was like in there. They, you know, they looked at it for her and it seemed fine. So I'm not sure what happened there, but she's a bloody trooper.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, she is.
She's a bomb, yeah.
What was more daunting for you, Australian Idol or going into the jungle?
You know what? This is going to be really weird, but going into the jungle.
No, I was going to say that, actually.
Yeah, just because, you know, the pressure of you having to be on 24/7, cameras everywhere. You can't hide anything. And for me, the biggest challenge was really, like, the downtime, like, not doing anything. That was kind of... I just couldn't. I was like, this is really weird. I can't. Why am I not coping with this? But yeah, it was a great experience. I loved every minute of it.
Oh, I'm sure you did. And you look like you did as well. You know, some of the other people were kind of moping around, but you were always there with a bit of a spring in your step and just loving every minute of it.
I loved it.
Speaking of people who just looked a bit down all the time, Ash.
No, that's just his face. He's just like.
He seemed to have 9 lives, though. Even last night he was in that challenge and somehow he survived.
I don't know what that guy is doing right, but he's doing something right. Like, he's been in the bottom three for, like, what, the whole time, right?
Pretty much, every time,
I mean, he needs to go, you know, that's all I'm saying. He needs to go.
He's overstayed his
welcome. No, I love Ash. Ash is one of my favourites, but... Yeah, I don't know how he's doing it. He's got, someone's looking after him. That's all I can say.
He's doing a Kieran from Big Brother. He's up for the vote every single time, but somehow, you know, he's going to be there, top three. He's going to be there at the end, and everyone's going to be like, how?
Yeah, I actually think you're right. I think he might be.
Well,
he might be.
Do you reckon he's going to take it out? Who do you reckon? Grant Denny is a big choice for most other people.
Yes, I think either Grant or Jess.
Ah, okay.
One of the two.
I mean, yeah. Jess would be great, only because she's, you know, a fellow radio host. And I'd love
you can't
that.
Say that.
No, I'd love that for the radio industry. Hey, Jess won. I'm a celeb. Yes. Well, we can't wait to see you here in Adelaide for the Fringe. Be sure to say hello.
You.
I'm a Celebrity continues tonight, 7:30 on Win. Paul Leaney, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.